Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Bacchus talking TTIP in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
It's known as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership.
TTIP is a bilateral trade agreement that's being negotiated between the United States and the European Union. This last week marked the completion of the 13th round of negotiations, and with economies as large as the U.S. economy and the European economy, it takes a lot of conversations when you're trying to tear down a lot of barriers that are in place between goods flowing between our two countries. So for us, we see TTIP as a great opportunity to expand our presence in the European market, which up till lately has been fairly limited, but there's a lot of demand over there for high-quality U.S. beef, and we just want access to our consumers.
That's trade specialist Kent Bacchus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. TTIP is a deal that will not be finished by the Obama administration, not even close. It'll be picked up by the next administration, hopefully, the cattle industry hoping that we can see some real movement in getting access for U.S. beef.
First and foremost would have to do on the market access side. You know, we want to eliminate all tariffs, all TRQs or quotas, and export subsidies that put a lot of artificial barriers into the volume and the price of the product that we're sending into that market. But probably the biggest battle is going to be over the science-based standards or the lack thereof with the Europeans. I don't think it's any surprise that for the last few decades, we've been fighting with Europe over the use of growth promotants or hormones that are a fundamental part of our production practices here in the U.S. They banned them in the European Union, and even though the WTO has stated that the U.S. is correct and is right in its ability to use them, we've still faced a lot of restrictions on beef we can sell to the European market. Right now, the only beef we can sell to the European market has to come from cattle that are from the non-hormone treated cattle program. So that's a very small niche market, a very small part of our overall industry, and we just want to be able to sell the same beef to European consumers that we sell to all American consumers. And I think it's interesting that when European tourists come to the United States, they definitely want to eat beef. They want to have steak. They want to have hamburgers. They want all the things that Americans enjoy, but their own government won't allow them to have it back home. We just want the opportunity to provide our product to them, whether they're visiting the United States or enjoying a meal at home there in Europe.
Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. Clearly, TTIP being overshadowed primarily by the TPP right now, a deal that's already been done, waiting for potential ratification by Congress. But it is a deal that will continue to be worked on by the next administration, in all likelihood, one that could be very beneficial to U.S. beef cattle producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.